Title: Old School Masterclass. 808 Tail Clean in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing an old school drum and bass workflow move that sounds simple, but it's the difference between heavy and professional and why is my low end a blurry mess. We're talking about keeping your 808 tail clean in Ableton Live 12, using only stock tools, beginner friendly, repeatable, and it works whether you're doing jungle style impacts, dub plate style doofs, or rolling modern DNB where the bass line is basically never shutting up. Here's the core idea: an 808 drop is weight plus control. The tail is the dangerous part. Too long, and it masks your bass. Too uncontrolled, and it smears your kick and eats all your headroom. We want it to hit hard, speak clearly, and then get out of the way on purpose. By the end, you'll have a go-to 808 channel chain, and a simple method to decide tail length musically instead of guessing. Let's set the scene first. Step 0. Set DNB context. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM. Go to the grid and set it to 1/16 so you can place things cleanly. If you don't already have drums, make a basic loop just for reference. Kick on beat 1, snare on 2 and 4, hats on the off beats. Nothing fancy. The point is, you need something to mix the 808 against, because an 808 that sounds amazing solo can completely destroy the mix when the drums and bass are in. Now step 1. Choose your 808 source. You've got two common options: sample-based or synth-based. Option A is sample-based, classic old school. Create a MIDI track, drop simpler on it, and drag in an 808 sample. It can be a kick plus tail style sample, or a pure sub drop. In simpler, make sure you're in classic mode. Set voices to 1. This is huge. Voices at 1 prevents overlap, meaning a new 808 hit will cut off the previous tail instead of stacking subs on subs and clipping your channel. Also, if it's a one-shot, turn warp off and keep snap on so the start is clean. Option B is synth-based with operator. This is super stable and consistent, and honestly great for rolling DNB where you want the same behavior every time. Create a MIDI track, add operator, put oscillator on a sine wave, set the amp envelope with zero attack, decay somewhere between 350 and 900 milliseconds as a starting range, sustain all the way down, and release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. If you want that classic doof, add a pitch envelope. Keep it subtle. Pitch amount may be plus 12 to plus 36, with a quick decay, like 20 to 80 milliseconds. The key word is quick. If the pitch drop is long, the fundamental is literally moving under your bass line, and that's a big reason 808 smear a mix. Cool. Now you've got an 808 source. Let's fix the number one cause of low-end blur. Step 2. Stop the 808 tail overlapping. This is so common in DNB, because we trigger 808s on transitions, on bar 1 of the drop, end of 16s, little fills, and if tails overlap, the low-end stacks and your limiter starts crying. If you're using simpler, voices equals 1 is the main fix. You can also use trigger mode if you want consistent length behavior, but it's optional, and you can shorten the sample end or use a fade out if your simpler view gives you that control. If you're using operator, you're basically monophonic already, but still, don't program MIDI notes that re-trigger too rapidly unless you want that chaos. And quick old school habit check: don't fire an 808 drop right on top of a sustained sub note or res unless the whole point is mayhem. Most of the time, you want the 808 to have a moment, then the bass answers. Now step 3. Shape the tail musically. We're going to do this two ways. Method 1 is transparent and fast. Method 2 is super controllable. Method 1. Volume envelope shaping. This is your default. The goal is simple. The tail decays cleanly and ends exactly where you want. In simpler, go to the amp envelope. Start with decay around 400 to 700 milliseconds and release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Then listen in context. In operator, same idea. Adjust decay and release until the tail stops stepping on the groove. Here's a timing tip that helps beginners a lot. At 174 BPM, one bar is about 1.38 seconds. Many classic 808 drops feel good at about half a bar for a snappy impact, one bar for a big statement, and two bars only if your arrangement is leaving space on purpose. And now a coaching move that will upgrade your decision-making immediately. Set a tail target, go into arrangement view, and find the next important low-end moment. Often it's the next kick, or the first bass note of the drop. Drop a locator there. Now solo the 808 and shape the envelope so the 808 is clearly done, or at least quiet enough, before that locator. That way you're not guessing numbers, you're making a musical choice. Now method 2, gate the tail with sidechain. This is for when you want the tail to behave rhythmically, like it trims itself around your drums or bass. Add gate after your 808 source. Turn on sidechain in the gate. Set the sidechain input to your kick, or even better, a ghost trigger track if you want total control. Starting settings. Adjust threshold until the gate opens reliably when the 808 hits. Set return to minus infinity so when it closes, it really closes. Attack around 1 to 5 milliseconds. Hold around 30 to 80 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Teacher note here, if the gate feels like it's chopping too aggressively, don't just lower threshold and hope. Adjust hold and release. Hold controls how long it stays open after it triggers, and release controls how smoothly it closes. That's where the groove lives. Alright, now we've controlled length. Next we clean the low end. Step 4, EQ 8. Don't overthink it. Just do it. Put EQ 8 after your envelope shaping our gate. First move, a high pass at 20 to 30 Hz. Use a steeper slope like 24 or 48 dB per octave. This is not to make it thin. This is to remove subrumble that eats headroom and makes your master limiter work way harder than it needs to. If it's boomy, try a small dip around 60 to 90 Hz, like minus 2 to minus 4 dB, not a cannon. If it's muddy, look around 120 to 200 Hz. And an important DNB reality check, the 808 tail often is your sub, so don't high pass at 50 and then wonder where the weight went. Keep the weight, remove the garbage. Optional but really useful, drop spectrum after your chain, just to confirm what you're hearing. Two things to look for, is there lingering energy below about 40 Hz after you think it stopped? And does the fundamental stay stable? If the fundamental wobbles after you add saturation or distortion, you're probably processing too broadband and you're destabilizing the note. Now step 5, keep the sub mono with utility. Add utility after EQ 8. Turn on bass mono. Set the bass mono frequency to 120 Hz as a starting point. If needed, you can also reduce width on the whole 808 track. Often 0 to 20% width is plenty. Sub should be centered. That's how you get consistency on big systems and in clubs. Now step 6. Make space for the bass line with sidechain compression. In rolling DNB, the bass line is constant. Your 808 tail must not mask it. Add compressor after utility. Turn on sidechain. There are two classic approaches. Approach A is modern and clean. Duck the 808 when the bass is playing. Set the sidechain input to the bass track. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so you keep some transient. Release 80 to 180 milliseconds so it returns in time with the groove. Then lower threshold until you're getting around 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the bass is active. Approach B is old school drama. Duck the bass when the 808 hits. Put the compressor on the bass track. Sidechain it to the 808. Aim for a stronger duck, like 4 to 8 dB, briefly. This is the 808 owns the moment move. If your sidechain feels weird or pumpy, here's the fix most people skip. Stop tweaking threshold first. Adjust timing. Shorter attack means space happens immediately. Release should land back between kick and snare so you don't get that whooshing comeback in the wrong place. Now step 7. Add controlled grit without ruining the tail. Old jungle and old DNB isn't sterile. It has harmonics, edge, attitude. But if you overdrive subs, you get flab. Put saturator typically before EQ, so you can create harmonics and then shape them. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Try analog clip or a warmth style curve. If it starts getting muddy, reduce drive. Don't fight mud with more distortion. You can also use drum bus lightly, but be careful. Boom can mess with subs fast. If you do use it, keep drive subtle. Keep boom very low or off, and only add a little transient if you need more knock. Now, a super important click fix. If you shorten the tail and suddenly you get a click at the end, don't try to EQ the click out. Clicks usually come from the sound dropping to zero too fast. Fix it with a tiny release, often 10 to 40 milliseconds, or a short fade at the end of the sample. You want the waveform to return to zero smoothly. Next, arrangement. Because honestly, the cleanest mix move is arranging your low end intelligently. Idea 1. The classic drop announcement. Right before the drop, filter drums down. Then on the drop, hit the 808 on beat 1. Let the tail last half a bar to 1 bar. Then either bring the bass line in after the tail ends, or keep the bass line ducked under it. Idea 2. End of 16 punctuation. Hit an 808 at the end of a 16 bar phrase, keep the tail around half a bar, and let it reset the energy. Idea 3. Jungle fill moment. If you've got an amen fill, keep the 808 tail short, like 300 to 500 milliseconds, so it doesn't step on the brake. Breakbeats have a lot of low-mid information. Long tails can make them sound cardboard. Why? Now let's build a repeatable device chain you can save as a preset. Recommended order on the 808 track. First, simpler or operator. Then saturator for gentle harmonics. Then gate, optional, side chained if needed. Then EQ8, for cleanup and sub-rumble removal. Then utility with bass mono around 120 Hz. Then compressor for sidechain against bass or kick, depending on the vibe. And optionally a limiter, but only a safety. Shave peaks by 1 to 2 dB. Don't flatten the tail. Quick gain staging reminder. Long subs eat headroom fast. Aim for your 808 channel peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS before any master limiting. Your mix will actually feel bigger when you leave space. Common mistakes to avoid as you do this. If your low end is blurry, check overlap first. Voices to 1. Mono behavior. If the tail feels like it's constantly in the way, shorten decay and release. Most of the time, half a bar to 1 bar is plenty in dense rolling sections. If your mix feels loud but not heavy, you might have too much below 30 Hz. High pass at 20 to 30, not higher. If your sub disappears in mono or on big speakers, make sure it's actually mono. Utility bass mono on. If saturation turns it into soup, back off. Add harmonics carefully, then EQ.